everyone. Welcome to the Voice of Social Sales. I'm your host, Chelsea Pites, and I am really excited because I have an awesome, super intelligent, super dynamic speaker guest with me today. We're excited because I'm actually going to be speaking on the same stage with this guest in just a few days. So probably by the time you're listening to this, this event will already have passed, but we have actually known each other through social media for quite a while. We've spoken at Agent 2021 together earlier this year. I was going to say last year. It seems like so long. And we're going to be speaking at Inman again with each other. So this will be the first time we actually meet in person. And I'm really excited because this is probably a specialty, a niche, an expertise that you haven't heard of before. This gentleman is a client generation specialist, super smart guy, marketing genius, very tech savvy. And we're going to give you a lot of tactical tips on not just lead generation, but how you can actually generate clients, long-term clients, referrals, how you can leverage social media to do that. So we're going to get started right now. Welcome Grant Wise, and he is the founder of Witly, and he's going to tell you all about himself in just a moment. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining on the show today, Grant. How are you?
I am like a brick of gold. It's good to be here.
Yay. So I think that we met through Agent 2021. In fact, I don't even remember if we had connected. I think I saw your name, ended up reaching out to you either through Instagram or LinkedIn or something of that nature.
Yep, that's right.
That quick connection, as I always do, it's always a DM. I mean, nobody here is surprised that I've met every single guest that's been on my show through social media. So it's really great to actually, you know, have you on the show. And I know that the listeners can't see this, but we're on video. So it's nice that we actually get to kind of, you know, see each other as well. Cause I don't think we got to sit in each other's sessions when we were at 2021. I think you were in one room, I was in the other. So you're actually going to be speaking, I mentioned at the Inman event this week. So we're going to be flying out there and you are speaking on all things tech. I think you're talking about automation and bots and that sort of thing for Inman. But your company, Witly, what exactly do you do in the real estate space?
Yeah, Witly is a client generation software. So our entire focus is kind of wrapped up in training and technology. Our goal is to teach real estate agents how to generate clients, and our software helps them do that.
Awesome. And so were you in real estate? You were in real estate for a long time, weren't you? You were an active agent? Yeah.
Kind of. I was like born into it. So I actually have never held a license. I was not a licensed real estate agent, never bought, sold a house. Actually, I bought a piece of property, right? That's been my only real estate experience from that standpoint. I was born into it. Mother, father, stepmother, grandfather, step-grandfather, like everybody was in real estate and development in some capacity. But I had like, if you could go negative, I had like absolutely zero interest in the transactional process.
You're like, yeah, I definitely don't want to do the family biz.
I like don't want to sell houses, but you know, I started a brokerage when I was 21. So we were in the business for a few years and I just traveling the country, recruiting real estate agents. I learned so much about the psychology behind what agents want and what they don't want. And that amongst other things, you know, my story is pretty unique in that it's not all, you know, sunshine and rainbows. There's a lot of trials and tribulations there. I just learned, you know, they don't want more money. They want to learn how to make more money, right? They really crave education. And we as a society, I think, are drowning in information and thirsting for knowledge. So I just decided to go a different path. And that's why we spend our time teaching and educating.
I love it. And that's why you and I get along so well, because we just have a passion for educating. So I know you're going to give us quite a few of your inside scoop on how you sort of do things a little bit differently when you're teaching this process, like the sales mm-hmm. process, the funnels. You leverage both paid social media and organic. So we will talk about that. But let's just dive in with like, why are you making this differentiation between lead gen and client gen?
Because leads don't like wind up, like you can't take a lead and then you can, right, to an extent, but so many people are fixated on it. Leads aren't what pays your bills. Clients are what pays your bills. Leads are merely an opportunity, and you have an industry that's been so brainwashed. And I'm not like innocent in this situation. When we got started, we taught lead generation, and we only recently in the last few months decided to get out of the lead generation business. But agents are so just berated with buy leads, buy leads, buy leads, buy leads, buy leads. They can get 300 leads a month for this fee and this fee and this fee. And it's just, it's ridiculous. And at the end of the day, I just realized that nobody graded me on my ability to help them generate leads, because I had 1,000% success rate. I never failed at it. They graded me on my ability to help them generate customers and commission checks. And when I sat back and I said, okay, if that's how I'm being graded, why don't I just take accountability for that process? And so while everybody out there is selling people leads that they may not be able to close, and then turning around and blaming them for not having the processes to be able to do that, I stepped in and said, I'm going to teach you how to generate leads, but that's only like a third or a fourth of the process. If you don't have a brand, if you don't have a presence, if you don't have a sales process, follow-up systems, if you don't have these other key components to what we call a client generation system, you're not going to succeed at the rate that you want. So we just decided to really kind of create a category for ourselves that nobody was working in and nobody wanted to work in, right? Because if I have to be responsible for your, if I have to be responsible for your commission checks, that's a whole new level of accountability and liability on me. So knowing that, we just decided to go all in and just reframe the way that real estate agents think. I could walk, and I did this, I was at a NARUP event last Wednesday speaking, over 100 people in the room, and I asked, if anybody in this room knows how much it cost them to get a customer, please stand up. Not one single person knew the answer to that question. And that's the question that you must have the answer to. And I could say, how much does it cost you to get a lead? Every hand goes up. Everybody knows that. And everybody's fixated on that. And it's so diluted. It's so, the lines are so blurred now. I could ask somebody how much it costs you to get a customer, and they'll say, well, $3 or $5. It's like, no, not a lead, a customer, a commission check, somebody that's paid you for your service. And so I just want to really help people understand the true business nature of what it is that they're doing, because so few do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I love that, you know, you're really talking about the age old thing that we've talked about a lot here. I've had a lot of guests who are lead generation specialists, and they talk about, you know, hey, yeah, that's almost the easy part. It's the entire everything else, which is the hard part, which is why, like you said, not a lot of people want to go into it, which is a perfect niche
right.
for you when people don't want to go into it. And back in the day when I was an actual realtor, I remember I went into short sales when that was sort of like the thing that nobody did, because that was a niche that nobody wanted to do. So I didn't have a lot of competition. So, all right. So let's talk about your process for this client generation. I know you talk a lot about Facebook ads, and you just mentioned branding. So where do you want to start? Like, what would you start with if I was an agent that came to you and said, what should I be doing in 2020 now, pretty much, to start generating some branding and some leads?
Sure, absolutely. That's an amazing question. I think to understand what you've got to do, you have to understand what a client generation system is. Okay, so a client generation system is made up of three core components. The first is leads. You absolutely do need leads. I'm not saying you don't. I am not an advocate for, you know, not having them. I'm not an advocate as well for having 300 leads and zero systems to work those either, though. So you've got to have new opportunity coming in. And if you don't, it creates a very uneasy, anxious feeling for most real estate professionals. So you got to have that clarity and power knowing you have opportunity. The second component to having a client generation system is in having a brand. If you have zero trust, zero loyalty in the marketplace, what you will experience is likely what you are experiencing. Even if you're top producers and you're generating a ton of leads, say it's through Facebook, and you have these sub 1-3% conversion rates, it's because you have no trust, faith, loyalty, authority status, preeminence in the marketplace, and you're not giving people those opportunities either. What's happening is people are skipping step two of the process, and they're going lead to convert lead, and that's all they're focused on. And so these platforms, ISAs, Agentologies, these big, great companies, I'm not diminishing their value, have been born out of the need to follow up with a prospect 8-12 times in a day. And you see people having to really force a lot of that sales activity. So in having a brand, what you do is you indoctrinate potential prospects to who you are and what you do. And there's a lot of psychology behind why that works. I'll go into it in a minute. But if you don't have that indoctrination, every sales experience you have is almost cringeworthy. Like, you are begging for business, you're dialing for dollars. Even if you're getting leads, you are harassing people to get on the phone with you so that you can push a product. And if you have a brand, it changes all that. It changes the way that game works. And so the third component to having a client generation system in place is having a sales process, having a unique process that a unique experience rather that every potential client goes through, A, before they get to you, and then B, when they do, how you go through the follow-up process, the conversion process, the closing process to win over more customers. So if you want to look for a place to kind of dive in, I guess we could start at the lead level. You know, what do we got to get in place? How do we generate leads? Those types of things to really kind of kick that process off.
Mm-hmm. And I think that is a differentiation between what you do and what a lot of other folks do. Cause I feel like, you know, many traditional marketing agencies would probably start with branding. I would assume content, branding, you know, we hear that everywhere. You need to make content, you need to figure out your brand, and you really kind of focus on the lead gen part first. Is that right?
It is. And it might not be the right reasons, but I also know that deeply embedded in most realtor psychology is the need for immediate gratification. And as it's probably one of the reasons that we focus on leads first, but there is a second reason. You know, not only is it like, I got started in this when I was broke, I was legally bankrupt. I was 23 years old. I just filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy. I had $25 to my name. I didn't have the money in my bank account to go start building a brand, nor did I have what I felt like was the luxury of time. Cause you're 3, 5, 6 months down the road. I need to feed my child. I need to put money in the bank. So how can I, you know, exercise some direct marketing to start generating cash flow? And what I know about most realtors is they don't have a lot of brand money sitting in their brand bank account. And so the reason that we go out to generate leads is Facebook is such a powerful tool that allows us to directly and strategically only generate leads of people we know are interested in our service. So if we're generating buyer leads or seller leads, we know without a shadow of a doubt that those people are interested in our product or service. Now, whether or not they're going to do business with us is a different conversation, but we at least know that we have motivation, attention, and interest, right? The reason I've flipped it is because when you go build a brand, you're targeting everybody. And the people that are interested will respond. I wanted to flip it and say, instead of spending $10,000 on a billboard to people that you hope are interested, let's go out, generate leads. And I couldn't probably have done this without understanding Facebook, you know, really at a deep level. Let's go out and generate 100 leads this month. And let's only target our branded efforts towards those people that we know are interested in our product and our service. And there's a couple of, again, psychological reasons why that has worked and is going to continue to work so well. But that's why. I mean, if I can make sure that every penny I spend is A, giving me the immediate attention I want, and then B, my brand money is working for me only to the people I know are interested in my service, I'm going to have a much greater ROI than anybody in the marketplace. And I'm going to be able to scale a lot faster because my attention and my intention is so focused, so purely focused on the people I know that are interested in real estate, that I don't have to go worry about wasting my attention and energy anywhere else.
So to find those people that are super interested in real estate, are you doing like one campaign and then from there sort of retargeting, or what is your process to make sure? Because I think a lot of people say, okay, great, I love that. But like, how do I make sure I'm getting the right people, especially with all the changes that are happening with all of the Facebook ads of late?
Absolutely. I want to give you some tactical strategy right here. Before I do, I want to make sure you understand why. Okay. So I'm a big proponent, sorry to interject, like of marketing 101. Like, you need to understand marketing. So if Facebook died tomorrow, you would take everything that I taught you and very easily apply it to any other medium. Okay. If we look at buyers and sellers, one of the things you have to understand is their psychology. Why are they taking the steps that they are taking? And I read a great book called Breakthrough Advertising, written by Eugene Schwartz. It's about a $900 book on advertising. If you can get it, I highly recommend it. Here's what I learned kind of packaged up in summary on what we call the consumer's level of awareness. The first is unaware. A buyer or seller is unaware of their desire or need for the real estate process. This is why I don't focus on building a brand first, because if you're listening to this and you've ever had one of those conversations about real estate with somebody that wasn't interested in real estate, conversation lasted that quick and you were awkwardly off to different topics or different conversations with other people, right? If nobody is interested, i.e. they don't have a desire or a need for your product or service, it doesn't matter how beautiful it is, how great your customer service is, how thick your business cards are, how cool and clean and crisp your paper is, how like fancy your contract pens are, how great anything that you do is, they do not have a desire or a need, therefore you are irrelevant to them. Okay? The second level of awareness is what we call home aware. When somebody is home aware, they are aware of their desire or need for the real estate process. Now, a lot of people very arrogantly think they can create this desire or create this need. And if you ask a room of people, they say, yeah, if I just talk to somebody, I can get them convinced to sell a home or buy a home, which is a fool's errand, because A, you should not try to navigate or steer or, you know, push anybody into buying a home. It's a significant real estate investment. And we saw what happened in 2008 when you push people to buy homes that couldn't afford them. Now, the realtors and loan officers are both at fault there. That's not just one industry. But when somebody has this desire or need, i.e. they got married, they're about to have a kid, they got a new job, they went the other way, they got bankrupt, they divorced, so on and so forth, they then like walk into this world. They're like, okay, I need a house, or I need to sell my house. It's that ability that Facebook has given us to really strategically target specific Facebook ads. And again, I'm going to go into tact here in a second, like what type of ad attracts, that really allows us to only market to people that we know are ready for these types of things. This is something that Zillow has done masterfully, is they've given an entire society, if you will, what they've wanted, not what they've needed. Because what they've needed is a mortgage, and then a loan, a realtor, and then to go look at homes. Zillow helped us flip the process. Now, I'm going to look at homes first, figure out I need a realtor second, go get a mortgage third, right? I'm going through the process in reverse. But Zillow is giving me what I want instantly, and then it's introducing me to what I need, which is a realtor to help me facilitate the process. If you're listening to this, you can do the exact same thing. And not that I'm trying to bash Zillow, but you can outperform Zillow in dramatic fashion thanks to a platform like Facebook. They've made it so inexpensive for you to get started. And then the third phase of awareness is what we call home plus you aware. They're aware of their desire or need for the real estate process. Now they're aware that you can help them. So Zillow generates a lead. They sell it to you. What they've done is they've introduced them to that third mindset. In our world, we generate a lead, and then we send them to a thank you page or something that has a video on it saying thank you. We've taken them from home aware to home plus you aware. So now they know that they have a problem, and they know that I can help them solve it. I gave them what they wanted first, and then I introduced them to what they needed. So in understanding that kind of buyer psychology, okay, how do I put it into practice? What's the best thing for me to do to generate buyer and seller leads with Facebook? I personally believe that a homes list campaign or what we call a social listing method campaign are the two single greatest strategies for generating inexpensive opportunity with highly interested prospects. So if you take a play out of Zillow's playbook, right? All I did was give people access to property and got paid for it. Realtors, give people access to properties and you'll get paid for it, right? So we will market these homes list in a given marketplace. So click here to get a free report of homes priced under X. And this is, I'm literally giving you guys a copy. Attention, you know, Northwest Arkansas is the area I live in. I've created a free report of homes for sale priced under, in this market, the median price point, I think, is $245 right now. So $244,000. Some of these homes even qualify for special financing programs. Click here to get your free report now. So there's a couple of things to pull out of this. A, how do I find the price point? How do I know what price point to market to? Go to your MLS and do some research for median price of homes sold the last 90 days. And that's going to spit out a number to you. In this community, it's 245, 246. The median price point is the highest turnover point in the marketplace. It's where all the action's happening. So we don't teach people to go luxury. We don't teach people to go too low. Find the median where everything is selling and go there. That's where you're going to find the most momentum. And that's how you're going to get the greatest leads from what it is that I'm teaching you here. Special financing options. Why would I say that? It just starts a conversation. People will ask you, hey, what do you think that I qualify for? You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to quote rates. You're not allowed to do any of those types of things. So you get to say, look, I don't know, but let's get you connected with a loan officer. There are tons of programs out there. We'll see what type of, you know, special financing, if any, that you will qualify for. So it's a really easy way to handle that conversation. Get them connected with your loan officer partners, that now you have two people working to convert one lead. When you do that, you're going to generate what we call a lot of level one leads or cold leads. These are people that might be early in the process, or they might like be in the thick of the process, but we know that they have a heightened interest in the real estate process regardless. People always say, well, what about homes that we want to, what if we just want to generate seller leads? Now I have a sick, and I'll share it with you guys, a sick strategy for generating sellers. But in 2017, 52% of people that purchased a home also had a home to sell. One of every two leads you generate has got a property that they need to move so that they can buy a new one. even if they're downgrading their home, I'm not going to make my family live in a box while I figure out how to go find a new job. I've got to find a home to rent. That's why I don't believe that you should shy terribly away from the rental business, because you will grab a ton of listings, people that need to sell out of it. And you will build up a big portfolio of business, people that go through your quote unquote rental program that you create, and you help them get their credit fixed and these types of things. And you sell them a house in a year or two. Hello, we need a pipeline, right? So let's build it in a different way. And a lot of people that succeed at such a high level only focusing on rentals because it gives them all the future buyers that they need. So very tactfully implementing that homes list strategy generates the plethora of leads that we want coming in. And we see leads that range in, you know, $3 to $12 a lead. They give us their name, their email, their phone number on every single lead form. Sometimes we get an address if they check that they want to get a home value. So that's the strategy that we would implement that I would highly recommend. If you're sitting there right now and you're like, how do I go get leads? The homes list strategy, like, implement it right now using, we use collage images. So if you go to canva.com, create a collage image, you want to use 5 images, 3 exteriors and 2 interiors. So 2 curb shot pictures of homes. That's going to, and you want to create, you want 2 different styles. We're trying to grab, you know, aesthetically pleasing differences that people might have. So a picture of maybe, I'm blanking on all of my real estate terminology right now, but two different styles of homes. If you got a backyard that's got a pool in it, throw that in there. If you want to throw some interior shots in, the kitchen works best, the master bedroom works best, the master bath works best, and the living room works best. Use those 5 collage images with the copy that I gave you a second ago. It's literally that simple. Put out that targeted advertisement towards all the real estate interests that you can find within Facebook's ad manager. And then budget. We like to budget $1 for every 10,000 people in the audience. That creates a long-term, consistent, sustainable marketing campaign. If you budget too high, Facebook's going to give you a ton of leads, then the campaign will dry out and you'll have to recycle it every 10 to 14 days. So use that budget strategy and you guys will start pulling in, you know, 3 to 5 leads a day, which is more than enough. If you're thinking, well, I need more than that. No, you do not. One agent can only handle 30 to 50 leads a month at max. You do not have the systems, if you're doing it right, to handle much more than that. So really tactfully, our level one campaign, generating those brand new leads and making sure that they're hyper focused, hyper targeted leads that are interested in real estate, is that homes list campaign. Hopefully that makes sense.
I have one question just to clarify. When you're talking about the budget, you said $1 per 10,000 people in the target audience. And you also mentioned that will keep it going a little bit longer. Like, how long would you run an ad like that with that budget?
Yeah, I invested $10,000 and went to Gary V's 40 alumni day, whatever. And we learned some language that really helped us articulate this. There are evergreen strategies that run all the time. And then there are these boom strategies that are very time sensitive. They run for 5 to 7 days. They don't run for long periods of time. This campaign is an evergreen campaign. You should never shut it off as long as it's performing. And you should never think about shutting it off either. We had somebody that ran this one campaign a little over a year in Manhattan, earned over $200,000 commission from it. So don't shut it off ever. If it stops performing, take it down, change the pictures, make sure that the price point's still relevant, and relaunch it. But that campaign should perform for a long, sustained period of time.
Okay, great. That's very helpful. Okay, so you mentioned your 6 seller tips. So, you know, they're going to be like, well, wait, he didn't drop the 6 seller tips. Yeah. So go ahead. We want to hear it.
What we're doing, and this is a very unique strategy. I've only ever heard of us implementing this. So definitely take notes here. Everybody that I know has a buyer that they're looking for a home, especially in 18, we had an inventory crisis, right? I got all these buyers and I got no homes to show them. So this strategy will generate a listing frenzy in your business if you listen to every single word I'm saying right here and implement it. Take your buyer's story, all right? Every buyer's got a story. I'm wanting to move for this reason. Here's pictures of my family, so on and so forth. These is the neighborhood that we want to live in. These are the bedrooms, the baths, the school districts. They give out all that information. So what we do is I'll record a video about the story as a realtor, or I will try to get the family to record it. It's more powerful when the family does. And I'll take that video and I'll drop a pin where they're wanting to move, subdivision, near a school district, whatever. And I'll literally write in the ad copy, attention, and I'll try to get really niche. So attention, whatever school district, attention, Pinnacle subdivision, attention, whatever community I'm targeting. We have this amazing family that's looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. Excuse me. They're pre-approved to spend up to, you know, $265,000, $500,000, whatever. And they are looking for a, you know, a new forever home, whatever, kind of romanticize it a little bit. And we target that advertisement to that demographic of people, you know, very geographically. And what happens is, it's like, hey, if you know anybody, please tag them in the comments, or, you know, if you have this type of home, send us a message. This is really good hooked up to a chatbot. You'll run that advertisement and you'll get people that'll start tagging people left and right. Like, hey, Jeffrey, don't you guys live in this community? Maybe you could sell your house for more money. Or, hey, Susan, these people, you know, looking for a great home. I know that you were thinking about moving. And you'll start generating this listing frenzy where people are like, well, I've been thinking about moving. If I can get top dollar and these people are ready to buy right now. And it's just an incredible way to get new listings. We have people that use it religiously all day, every day, and they just get new listing appointments after new listing appointments. Because what you're doing is you're taking a very, you know, emotional process. You're taking a very, you know, psychologically driven process with story, and you're driving it to people and having it hit home, which is why it's better if the buyer and the buyer's family records it on their own. And you're just giving people something to really deeply connect to, think that they're doing a good thing, helping a family out. There's a lot of reasons why it works so well. But we've seen this strategy implemented with some insane success. So take your buyer story, geographically target that towards the neighborhood that you know that they're wanting to move to, and you'll start getting engagement, shares, messages, all kinds of stuff, people ready to help you get a move.
Awesome. I love that strategy. Okay. So we've talked about sort of like the Facebook ads, the paid. You gave us some really good copy, two amazing ideas. Let's talk about the remarketing, because you have some really interesting strategies about like once you're kind of getting these ads going and you're getting these, you know, potential clients in, you have a really big remarketing strategy, which is kind of where when we talk about marketing funnels and getting somebody in your funnel and moving them through the process and all those jargony terms, you know, is that something important that we can't just stop at, let me run an ad and, you know, get some leads? Like, is it important that somebody think about, okay, now that I'm getting these people, I'm getting in front of them, like, what do I do next?
Yeah, I think it's the most important part of the process. If you just generate a lead and you just work to follow up with them, you will experience a lot of burnout because you're going to be chasing these leads like crazy. It's just not the age that we live in anymore where we can put stuff out and then harass people until they buy. They want to feel like they're making their own decision. They want to have their own experience, and they want to control it. And you guys can feed people an experience that allows them to feel like they control it, yet they're still going through your sales process. I think a process that we teach is called dynamic video remarketing. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, hopefully you do, it's just literally where you pixel people based on actions they take and you follow them all over the internet until they decide to do business with you. Very Amazon-esque, right? If you don't buy that golf club today, you're going to see it until you do. Mm-hmm. And so when we get those new leads, what we have is this hotbed of people that we know are interested in real estate. We don't know the temperature or the degree, right? We just know that we've got this database now of people that are interested in what we're selling, which is real estate. So what we'll do is we will create what I call the golden triangle or an attention trap, where now we've got these leads. We want to make sure that we are all they see until they are ready to make a decision. Nobody wakes up on a Tuesday and says, I'm going to buy a $500,000 house, right? It just doesn't happen. So the realtors that are generating a lead, following up 1, 2, 3, 4 times in one day, and then going on to the next lead, basically, like, and forgive the like bluntness, like your sales process sucks. Like it took me 3 weeks to buy my most recent toothbrush. Like, I'm not going to sit there and buy a house in 3 hours of meeting you. Like, that's just not how it's going to work. You have an entire industry that's really struggling to understand how to build a relationship with people today. And so it's the reason that we use so much video content. So the first video that we'll put out is a why video. Who are we? Why are we doing what we do? We need that subconscious reason to connect with people. And so that's the first video that they'll see. The second video is an educational video. So something about the market or something about the process or something about, you know, the next steps, whatever that might look like. And then the third video is what we like to call social proof. So a testimonial, something validating, you know, a lot of the content that you've been putting out, somebody else, and we need third party validation, somebody else saying that you're the best and that anybody thinking about buying or selling should use you. And we loop these people in this golden triangle or this attention trap until they meet a certain standard. So Facebook lets us track, did they watch 3 seconds, 10 seconds, 50%, 75%, 95%, whatever. Once they've watched at least what we usually set a standard of 50%. Once they've watched at least 50% of our content, we move them into our third level of advertising, which are our hottest form of leads, where we'll run an appointment campaign or a messenger bot campaign and get them to take an action and either to show up on our calendar or show up in our Facebook Messenger asking us about buying or selling. But we know that the only reason those people have done that is because they opted in, they watch our video content to a pretty extensive degree, and they raise their hand and said, hey, I'm booking time because I want to learn how to buy or sell through you. So the reason that that video stuff works so well, A, you guys are in an industry right now where nobody's doing it. Like, there's 2 million licensed real estate professionals, maybe, I don't know, 2,000 are doing it really, really, really well. I'm serious, like that few. And everybody will say, like, no, it's got to be more than that. And I always like pointing out, like, just because you're in a Facebook group and the same 200 people in every Facebook group are talking about doing video doesn't mean that the whole industry is doing it or doing it well, right? So don't think that there's too much competition or so on and so forth. Where there's a lot of competition is in the people that are still cold calling, door knocking, or sending junk mail. You are pretty in a pretty big pond trying to show up there. The reason video works so well is because we've been subconsciously programmed since we were little kids to develop these relationships with people we see on TV screen. And the psychological term for that, it's called a parasocial relationship. It's where one person builds a relationship with a character and the character has no idea the other person exists. It's most common in celebrities, but it's becoming so much more common in the social space. As we see more people that we connect with on social media, we're developing these relationships with people. And if you've ever met somebody on Facebook and then met them in person, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The whole relationship building process has already been done because people feel like they already know you. People's TV screens are no longer the TVs, you know, hanging behind me. If you're listening to this, you can't see, but I got a big TV screen hanging behind me. They're these 3x4-inch devices that never leave our hands. And our networks.
I prefer watching TV on my phone. As weird as that sounds, I think because I can just hold it and it's very strange. I've got lots of TVs in my house. I actually prefer to watch on my phone.
Yeah. Our networks aren't ABC, NBC, CBS anymore. They're Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, YouTube. Yeah. And when you guys put this video content out, even if it's horrible content, I'll go into that in a second. And I don't mean like horribly done, like you're like you talk bad about people and you're negative. I don't mean that. Like, my first video, Chelsea, was I was sitting on this couch. I was 20 pounds overweight. My teeth were crooked. I had really thin, floppy hair. I had these giant, goofy glasses on. My shirt was wrinkly. The audio sucked. My message was so pure and genuine that video went on to make us almost $2 million in a year. Mm-hmm. And it worked so well. We've recreated the script 6 different times, and it's worked every time that we've done it. But the video sucked. It was so bad, but I was very authentic. I was very genuine and people feel that. So you guys don't have to have professionally curated content. And as a matter of fact, me picking up my phone and talking in my car outperforms any of the professional stuff that we've done, because people like the raw, authentic nature of it. And so that using that to your advantage, understanding that when you put out video content, guys, the people watching it are wired. They have been wired their whole life to make you a celebrity in their mind, allows you to create such strong relationships on autopilot. And I like doing this exercise when I'm in a room full of a ton of people, but we all have celebrities that we follow, people that we have an affinity for. And I don't know if you're a fan of The Rock. That's like the most frequent name that I hear. If I were to start bad-mouthing The Rock, I would have a room full of people ready to just literally knock me out on stage. Mm-hmm. None of these people know The Rock. They've never met him personally.
Gary Vee, where we're like, wait.
Exactly.
Wait. Hold up. Wait a minute.
What did you just say? Do you see what you've been wearing?
Yeah, that's exactly what you would say. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know these people personally. We don't know who they really are. We see 6% or less of their lives. But yet in our mind, we've built them up as these figures that are untouchable. Mm-hmm. The same thing happens to you, and I know it's hard to believe, but you will believe it when you start getting tapped on the shoulder walking down the street. People, you know, hey, it's you. I see your videos. I love your stuff. You'll grow to really love that process. And what I like so much about this is when people implement it the way that I teach it, they know that if that stranger walks up, taps them on the shoulder and says, hey, I see your videos all the time, I'm talking to somebody that's interested in buying or selling a home, that's now tapping me on the shoulder, telling me that they love my stuff, because our marketing is only geared towards people that are interested in the real estate process. Mm-hmm. And having that just direct, strategic, targeted, focused approach, it allows me to spend less money than anybody else in the marketplace. And it allows me to put systems in place that are not only generating opportunity, but building relationships at scale in a way that I couldn't, like, on my own. Today, while this is going, I'm implementing my own process. It's how I've, you know, built my company over the last few years. Everything that I'm teaching is exactly what I've done. And I'm building a relationship with, well, I don't know, I'm like thousands of people right now on autopilot. And the people that are ready, and this is what I love about the process, the people that are ready are raising their hands and they're offering to talk to me. I've never chased a prospect. I've never cold called any of these people for money. I've never showed up at their house randomly. I've never sent them any junk mail. I've never done any of those traditional forms of marketing. I just strategically generated a lead of somebody I knew was interested. I showed up via video until they were ready to stop seeing my face, i.e. they were ready to do business. And then I gave them an opportunity to book an appointment, register for a chatbot, send me a message. And I knew that when those things came through, you know, we've got, I don't know how many appointments today for our team. We're only speaking to people that have gone through that entire process. All the selling's been done, guys. Like, it's now into the closing part of the conversation, and it will just allow you to grow in such a beautiful, beautiful way that removes so many of the headaches. When you can just focus on buyers and sellers that are ready, like, it's fantastic.
I agree. Okay. You made me start thinking, because, you know, we talked about this before in another webinar we did, but, you know, stories. And I asked you, I said, Facebook versus Instagram. And you said, you know, Facebook is kind of like, that's where you like to get the client generation and the lead generation. And you said Instagram was great for building brands. So you like to use them, but in different ways. But I have to ask about stories, because, as you know, I'm a freak about stories. And I just saw this crazy infographic yesterday. And I don't want to, like, misquote the numbers, but it was something so drastically different. It was like, an, you know, you've seen it. What happens in an internet minute, right? They come out every year with, like, all the stuff that happens in 1 minute. 277,000 Instagram stories per minute. And I was shocked, because there was only like 55,000 Instagram feed photos being posted every minute. So it wasn't like double, it was like insanely, like hugely drastic, like stories is like number one and then feed is like number two. And it's funny, because for me and my particular brand, I get more growth from feed posts, but I get so much more, like, I mean, I'm not selling anything, but if I were, I can guarantee you I would sell more through my stories than anything in my feed.
Yep.
I'm just curious, like, what your thoughts are on stories in general, Facebook stories, Instagram stories. What are your thoughts?
I love stories. We're trying to do more and more with stories from an advertising standpoint. If you look at stories, you're not going to see performance as good as some of the older stuff that Facebook has. You have to understand, guys, when Facebook releases new products, there's an adoption period that must take place, where they teach people how to become leads, buy products, do these things through these new forms. You know, stories really just became massive in the last couple of years, right? It's not a long period of time to dial it in. It's kind of like when lead ads came out.
Yeah.
When lead ads first came out, everybody was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, guys, stick to the basics, because this is not going to be a good use of your money. If you're just trying to generate, if you're looking dollars for dollars here, lead ads aren't going to work for you for a minute. And it took about 16 months, I think, if I would like go back and look at my notes, before lead ads became a gold mine. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that came to it beforehand, and that's great, but they paid a higher cost per lead while Facebook was dialing in the product. Once they got it dialed in like it is now, you can churn penny. I get somebody getting leads every 86 cents he spends right now in lead ads. I think story, if you're looking at it from a paid standpoint, guys, stories are going to be very similar. Not like the best return on investment, mm-hmm. but if you're trying to build brand equity, I think it's a fantastic way to give people a behind the scenes look at your life in a really authentic way. And if you obviously, hopefully you do if you're listening to this, but if you don't follow Chelsea on Instagram, you'll see the perfect way to execute on stories. I think it's fantastic. When you got to understand, put yourself, you got to take your realtor hat off for just a few minutes and put yourself in the shoes of your buyer or your seller. What type of experience do they want? Mm-hmm. And when they become a lead of yours, they go into discovery mode. And they're reading reviews, they're Google searching, they're finding you on Facebook, on Instagram, they're finding you wherever they like to go, and they're paying attention to how you do things. They're gonna watch your stories, they're gonna watch your Instagram feed. And so what I always tell people is like, hey, stories may be completely and totally irrelevant to you because your market is 65 plus and they're still just kicking it on Facebook, right? You need to know who your customer is first and foremost, but if you know that your client, customer, and this is data that you can easily access, loves Instagram stories, you better get on it and just put it out there. Like, I don't care if you go up every 30, 45 minutes and just tell people like your ankle hurts. I think I heard Gary say that at Agent 2021. Like, it doesn't matter. Just say something to give people that opportunity to engage and connect with you, because you're about to help these people navigate the largest investment decision of their life. If you don't think it's going to take a strong relationship to win that person over, you're sadly, sadly, sadly mistaken. When people go through that discovery process, your brand is never more important. That reticular activation's kicked in their mind. They're seeing you everywhere. They're feeling you everywhere. And if they, you know, obsess over stories, you absolutely should be there. So yeah. if you're looking for that direct marketing, like direct, I'm going to put a dollar on the Facebook machine and get $15 back. I don't know that stories is your best place just right now, but if you're trying to develop relationships, which is what you're doing, right, when you're building a brand, you've got to be doing it. You got to be using stories, 1,000%.
I totally agree with you on that. And I do think that, you know, like you said, that they'll figure the ad thing out at some point. They have to, because they've said, we are going all in on stories, which is why when Zuckerberg announced that, I was like, you guys, do you realize how big this is? Because guess what? Facebook can't monetize it yet. For them to change their business strategy on something that they can't make money on is like a huge sign. So I think it's interesting too, because like what you kind of mentioned in a joking way about Gary Vee, about getting on and just saying something. A lot of people have this idea about content that it has to be real estate related. And it doesn't, and it you just, all you care about is attention, right? You care about like getting attention, having people see you, that familiarity, and that's exactly right. I think stories is, in my personal opinion, the easiest social sales prospecting you will ever do. Literally by connecting and commenting and talking to somebody about what they're having for dinner, if that's what they're posting, what they're doing on the weekend. I mean, I'm sure myself and, you know, millions of other people went to see The Lion King with their kid this weekend. I did. Yep. And guess what? I posted about it and I had 7 at least already conversations about The Lion King and all of that. So, you know, it's just about the conversations at the end of the day.
And this is why I like teaching people to generate leads first, because you know that everybody that's interacting with you past that point is in the relationship building phase, which takes all the pressure off for you to be real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate. Right. Because a lot of people don't even understand what a brand is. They don't understand how to create one. They don't understand how to go out there and do that. And therefore I feel like, okay, I'm going to talk about real estate all the time. It's got to be in every post. It's got to be this, it's got to be that, because that's like their only strategy for getting customers. Mm-hmm. But when you have a lead system in place that's bringing you all that opportunity every day, it really pulls back the pressure where you can just be yourself and know that the people that are watching you, mm-hmm. because you've designed your sales process this way, are interested in real estate. The box has already been checked. You've already given them a list of properties to view. Like, you already know you have a hyper-focused prospect that's watching you. Mm-hmm. So give them what they want, which is the opportunity to build a relationship with you. And it just takes the pressure off in such a big way, because you know that you can be yourself. Not everything has to be about real estate, because the people that are following you are interested in real estate. So they already know that you are a realtor. They already know that you can help solve their problem. They're not trying to figure that out anymore. They're trying to figure out if they like you or not.
Exactly. Right.
And that's really important. So.
I love it. Well, thank you so much. That was some amazing content you just dropped. We're going to wrap up the show, but like anything else that you didn't get out that you feel like everybody who's listening needs to know?
Yeah. You okay. can suck so bad at this and still be super successful.
Yes, I love it. That's like the best, the best like ending that you could have. Like that is so good. Yes, you can. Because we did. You and I sucked at one time.
Oh my gosh, I was awful. So I was so bad. I'm so still bad at stuff. Like his stories, like I'm not that it freaks me out, but I'm not the best at stories. Like I think my wife will joking like, yeah, your stories kind of suck. But it's it's not about that. It's about the fact that I'm out there and the people that want to connect with me can. Like I had somebody walk up at Gary's event, Agent 2021. He's like, okay, what do I have to do to be successful at Facebook ads? And I'm like, bro, just do it. Like, cause right now, so few people are doing it. You can just kill it. As like, but when you add the video component, when you suck really bad at both of those things, but you're putting it out there, within 2 to 3 months, you're going to suck so much less than you did on day one, two, three, that you'll forget how bad you were at it. And everybody will think that you're the expert. One of my favorite like analogies is Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Yes.
And they asked,
I actually
like,
got to listen to him speak, not Leonardo, but the actual Frank. I got to listen to him speak. It was
that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That would have been so cool. And they asked him, like, how did you like teach a school, like a law class? He's like, I just studied a chapter ahead of everybody and they didn't know the wiser. It's like, you guys don't mistake, like everybody still is probably in preschool, like going through a lot of the stuff. And just because like you're in kindergarten and they're in preschool doesn't mean that they aren't looking up to you because they think that you're the expert at what it is that you're doing. You can suck so bad at this. And it like, we've never lived in a time where sucking bad, like being horrible at it was actually played into your benefit because people knew it was real and they knew it was authentic. And that's what we're chasing is that authentic, real, raw connection. You're seeing major companies, big Inc. 500 brands going more in on being like failure, not failures, but like failing and admitting their mistakes than they ever have in human history. Nobody's perfect. We all understand it. You suck. I suck. Like I'm supposed to be like this social media expert. And I'm telling you right now, there are things in social media that I suck at, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop doing them because I have to fail my way through this stuff just like Chelsea does, just like you will. So please understand you're going to suck. It's a part of the process. Like it's cool. Like it's the first time in history it's been cool to be pretty bad at something, getting started, and then just get better and better and better. It plays into a storyline that we're all deeply connected to, which is the hero's two journeys. I did a blog post on this, the realtor's two journeys. There's the journey of accomplishment, which is what we are typically after. And then there's the journey of transformation, which is what the consumer is typically after.
Right.
Just do it. Like you're going to be bad.
Yeah. Embrace the suck. There you go. That's our new tagline. Maybe that's a new podcast that will,
embrace the suck. Yes.
So tell everybody where they can find you, because I know as soon as they're done listening to this, they are going to want to find you and follow you everywhere. So where can we find you, Grant?
The single greatest place to follow me everywhere is just go to my website, likegrantwise.com, L-I-K-E, grantwise.com. You guys can connect with all my social platforms, get free trainings, register to speak with me, whatever it is that you want to do. Please reach out and ask me questions. I answer every DM, every phone call, every text, every email. That's really me. It's not a VA. It's not somebody working behind the scenes. It's me. So please visit the website, connect with me any way that you want to.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again so much. I learned a lot as always, and looking forward to seeing you actually in person, not over the screen this week. And you guys, thanks so much for listening. As always, don't forget, please connect with me over on Instagram. I will give you a free Instagram bio audit. All you have to do is connect with me, send me a direct message, let me know that you came from the Voice of Social Sales and ask for that free bio audit. I would love to connect with you on all the socials. You can find me at chelsea.pites. That's P-E-I-T-Z. Thanks, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.